This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. There is a good chance that you made some plans at some point that flopped. It could be related to travel. Maybe it had something to do with marriage, work, family, or life in general. As we know, my brothers and sisters, not everything that we wish for, or even that we pray for, happens exactly the way that we want it to happen. And the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan for every single one of us. That plan takes into account our free will and the choices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to make. There are many things which are decided for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in some matters, Allah azza wa jal has given us free will to choose. And that, of course, is a test to see if we make the best decisions. Now, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, He knows what each person will choose and decide. His knowledge is unlimited. There cannot be any restrictions, any limitations to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the keys to the unseen. Right? As an expression in the Quran, the keys to the unseen, and He has knowledge that nobody else has. So there is no limit to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anyone believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is limited in any way, al-'iyadh billah, then we have a problem of aqidah. Okay? So the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect and complete, and there is absolutely nothing which is not in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this includes what is going to happen in the future. This includes what is going to happen in the future. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what each person will decide and will choose, but that does not mean that Allah azza wa jal is imposing that decision upon us. It is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I will make such and such decisions at such and such point, at such and such place. However, my brothers and sisters, what happens after we make our choices is not in our control, it is in His control. We make the move, we make the effort, we make the choice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers the result if He wills. We make the effort and the choice, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who delivers the result if He so wills. In Surah Al-Kahf, we recite, we read, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. And never say of anything that indeed I will do that tomorrow, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, without adding, if Allah so wills. So when we say inshaAllah, it is not just out of habit or because we've, you know, it's just nice to say, but rather this is a command in the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you say that you will do something, do not say it, that you will do it without adding, without saying, inshaAllah, if Allah so wills. The reality is, my brothers and sisters, many aspects of our lives, as I mentioned earlier, are decided for us. Nobody came and asked you where you wanted to be born, or when you wanted to be born, or who you wanted your parents to be, or, you know, what type of eye color you wanted to have, or hair color, or any other aspect, you know, of your body, of your existence. We are not asked about these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses this for us. Similarly, where and when someone will die is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know where our death is going to come and when it is going to come. Somebody may say, well, what if someone decides to take their own life? There are people who sadly commit suicide, which is forbidden. But sometimes it happens due to various reasons. But even then, there are so many cases where people attempt it, but it doesn't happen. People attempt it, but it doesn't happen, right? Because it was not Allah's will, right? And other times people do, and it happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, okay, this is what you wanted, you will get it, right? So this also is something which is certainly determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our illnesses, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and cure all of those who are suffering, right? The illnesses are written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sustenance, the rizq is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is written for you that you're going to miss. And there is nothing that you're going to get that's not written for you. Yes? So if it's not written for you, it's not going to happen. Okay, no matter how hard you try. And if it's written for you, it's going to come. Regardless of what happens. Okay, so this is something which is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Successes, failures, all of these things are written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of these are based on our choices. Others are put upon us regardless of our choices. Yes, so you made the good choice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the good result. Sometimes you make no effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives you a good result. Sometimes you make the effort, you don't get the desired result, and it looks bad, and it looks difficult, and it looks hard, it seems like failure. Right? So this is all part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. When our plan matches with Allah's plan, things happen and we appear to be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan, our plan is under that. Our plan matches with Allah's plan, things happen, we appear to be successful. When our plan does not match with Allah's plan, then we appear to fail. Because things don't happen the way that we want them to happen because they did not align with the plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for us. What we need to remember, my brothers and sisters, is this. Is that Allah's plan is always better for us. Allah's plan is always better for us as believers. This is from the husn al-dhan, the good opinion and the good feelings we have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our responsibility is to respond in the best manner possible at any given moment. To try our level best to do what seems to be most appropriate and most correct and the most best under the circumstances. And the best is what? Which is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost that, which is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we prioritize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's will and Allah's guidance, then you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant His goodness throughout our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it so. Allahumma ameen. At times, my brothers and sisters, what we want may happen, but it may not be good for us. Right? So you really want to marry someone, and you make dua for that specific person. But you didn't ask Allah to grant you who was best for you, but rather you made dua for that specific person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that dua. But perhaps that choice may not be the best for you. Right? You make dua for a specific job that you really want, you really feel it's good for you. Right? But maybe it's actually not. Right? Or a trip, or a move. Right? And at times what we want may not happen, and that may be good for us. Right? What we don't want may also happen, and might be good for us in some way. Right? You lose a job, and of course, it's difficult. Right? It's hardship. But maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written a better opportunity for you that you would not have gotten if you had continued with this job. Maybe you wouldn't be looking for a job if you had continued with this job. Right? Or a sudden calamity comes. There's always khair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for the believers. Now why does this happen? Because our knowledge is of no match to Allah's knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Perhaps you dislike something which is good for you, and or like something which is bad for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and you do not know. And that is our reality. And this is beautifully demonstrated, my brothers and sisters. Normally, we human beings do not have access to that knowledge of the unseen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, that knowledge of the future. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. It is only Allah's domain. Right? Nobody. This is why it is forbidden, right, for the believers to resort to horoscopes and astrology to try to find out what the future holds. Because this is only and only the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this case, Allah Azza wa Jalla had given this small opening of knowledge of these few cases to Al-Khadr and demonstrated this as a lesson for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and indeed for all of us. So before we embark on doing something, my brothers and sisters, we should seek Allah's guidance and weigh it carefully to the best of our ability, right? Whether it's marriage, work related, a major purchase, any major decision, right? We should weigh it carefully and we should seek the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this is referred to as, probably know, as istikhara, right? Istikhara is essentially to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make dua seeking Allah's guidance. It is not a crystal ball, you know, it is not something that's gonna, you know, bring you dreams or feelings, you know, if you feel like I got up on the wrong side of the bed after starting doing istikhara, and I'm having a bad hair day, like those things have nothing to do with istikhara, okay? Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu relates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us the way of doing istikhara in all matters, in all matters, in all decisions, big or small, as he taught us the surahs of the Qur'an. So the dua of istikhara, the method of doing istikhara, is not part of the Qur'an, right? It is taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wording is not found in the Qur'an. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it with the same importance, not importance, but maybe emphasis, or in the same way as the surahs were taught, right? So it does not mean it's part of the Qur'an in any way, but it was given a lot of importance, that is the point. And he said that if any one of you thinks of taking on any matter, he should offer two rak'ahs of prayer, other than the compulsory ones, and say after the prayer, and then the dua of istikhara comes in. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik wa astaqdiruka biqudratik wa as'aluka min fadlik al-azim fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdir wa ta'lamu wa la a'lam wa anta 'allamu al-ghuyub. So the first part of the dua is surrendering in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and describing our helplessness, describing our ignorance, describing how weak we are, how small we are, and how little we know. So, O Allah, I ask guidance from your knowledge and power from your might, and I ask for your great blessings. You are capable and I am not. You know and I do not. And you know the unseen. And then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma in kunta ta'lam anna hadha al-amr, this matter, khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri ajilihi wa ajilihi, faqdurhu li wa yassirhu. If you know that this matter, whatever that matter is, marriage, you know, work, travel, moving, purchase, whatever it is, the decision you're trying to make, if you know that this matter is good for my religion and for my subsistence and in my hereafter, then ordain it for me and make it easy for me to get. And then bless me in it, right? So it's a conditional. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this is good for me in every way, then make it happen. And make it easy for me and bless me in it. It's a beautiful dua. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرُّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي عَاجِلِهِ وَآجِلِهِ فَصْرِفْ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ وَقْدُرْ لِي الْخَيْرُ حَيْثَ كَانَ ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ. If you know that this matter is harmful for me in my religion and subsistence and in the hereafter, then keep it away from me and let me be away from it, and ordain for me whatever is good for me and make me satisfied with it. Right? Such a comprehensive and beautiful dua. Right? Meaning, if you make this dua and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no chance of failure. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and accepts your dua, there's no chance of failure. Right? And it is taking the emotions out of it. Right? It's not saying, oh Allah, grant me what I like, right? What I am, you know, impressed with, right? What I am infatuated with. You're not asking for that. Rather, you're delegating the decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the best decision and to grant you what is best for you in every way and to make you satisfied with it. Right? And if this matter is not good, then to grant you what is better. Right? And at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? We want what is better. Right? So sometimes we focus so much on what we want, meaning what we want superficially or what appears to be good, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is better for us, and what we think is good for us may not always be what is best for us, and this is why this dua is gold. Whoever seeks the counsel of the Creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not regret it. And whoever seeks the advice of the believers will feel confident about his decisions, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Qur'an, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and consult them in the affairs. So we should consult those who are close to us when we have a decision to make. Don't go do it on your own. Hey, don't go make your decision and then inform everyone afterwards. No, consult with one another. Right? Consult with your family members, consult with your spouse, consult with your parents, whoever, depending on what the decision is. And then, once you have decided and you have done your istikhara and you have come to a decision, then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you do the istikhara, you keep going forward with this matter. You don't stop and wait for some sort of sign. Okay? You continue the natural course of whatever you would be doing for this matter. You go for that job interview, you know, you go and meet the family, you whatever it is that you're doing, you continue working on it, and then you see if it becomes easier. If it becomes easier than expected, and expected roadblocks melt away, then this is a good sign. If, on the other hand, you see that this matter is becoming more difficult, it's becoming more challenging, more than expected, you know, unexpected issues come up, unexpected problems come up, then that is a sign, perhaps, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is not better for you. If things work out, we should be grateful and we ascribe our success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we continue to ask for guidance. This is a part of being humble, of having humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't say, oh, I did this, so therefore I, you know, was able to achieve this. No, you did it, you had a role in it, but it was actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So express gratitude to Allah azza wa jal and continue seeking Allah's guidance. If things don't go our way, then we see it as an opportunity. Is there a hidden blessing here? Is there a lesson to be learned perhaps? Is there another opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing us towards? It is so important, my brothers and sisters, that during challenges and what appear to be failures, we keep our eyes, our mind, our hearts open for opportunities to learn, to bring renewal and positive change, to grow and to go into new areas and things that perhaps we haven't tried yet. Of course, that which is permissible. Right? Consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you doing this at this time. So perhaps later, perhaps not at all. Perhaps there is some hidden wisdom, and this is a blessing in disguise. So always, the believer always tries to be positive with whatever we are faced with. Seek those wisdoms and blessings in every situation, especially when facing challenges and apparent failures. Believe and place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will always guide you to what is best. And expect that from Him. Expect what is best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be grateful. Perhaps you could say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has made His decision and His wisdom about my matter apparent to me, has protected me from some unforeseen harm, and has granted me unforeseen benefit. This is having a good outlook, a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah azza wa jal said, hadith Qudsi from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. Allah says, I am just as my servant perceives me to be, meaning towards the individual. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. And I am with him if he remembers me. If he remembers me in himself, I too remember him in myself. And if he remembers me in a group of people, then I remember him in a group that is better than them. And regarding the evildoers who made evil plots, because this is something we see from time to time in the course of our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures us, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they planned and Allah also planned, and Allah is the best of planners. So Allah's plan never goes to failure. There is never failure in Allah's plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always aware of what the evildoers do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always aware of what the oppressors do. And you know, when we come to a point of feeling helpless and feeling down and perhaps a bit defeated, let us remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. Our job is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and behave in the most ethical and most pleasing manner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His plan which is playing out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is always going to come out on top, and those who plot evil, they are the ones who will fail, and it will come back to bite them. And it is only a matter of time, and we must be reassured about this, no matter how difficult it is. We must be patient, and we must keep reminding ourselves about this. And when it becomes too much, then we say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, wa ni'mal mawla, wa ni'mal nasir. So to recap, my brothers and sisters, plan and try to make the best decisions under every circumstance. Seek the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If things don't go the way you expected or wanted, then seek lessons and renewal and other opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be redirecting you towards. And finally, be content with Allah's plan and take it as a blessing, always expecting positivity and goodness from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal protect us from all types of harms and evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and the entire ummah from all types of oppression and injustice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us contentment with all of His decrees and His decisions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who remember Him and seek Him at all times and who He responds to at all times. Allahumma ameen. We'll take a quick break and we will continue, inshallah.